Behold, the tabernacle of God is with man, and he will dwell in a tabernacle with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them, their God. If our church was seen represented in the other world, how would it appear? Falling apart, with the word hidden under a swamp, or truly beautiful and shining? There is a warning for us in this story, and also a great promise. The Lord himself can be with us in his word. How can our church be truly a church of the New Jerusalem? Swedenborg's wonderful experience shows us how. Swedenborg had this experience while working on an explanation of Revelation chapter 20, where it tells about the judgment on the dragon and on his two beasts. The Lord led him to see what kind of people are represented by these monsters. They stand for people who do not apply the word to life, believing that life doesn't matter for salvation. They don't believe in a divinely human God, much less the Lord Jesus Christ. So they don't really believe in God at all, though they say they do. An angel introduced Swedenborg to some of these people. One offered to show Swedenborg their church building with an image of their faith. At first sight, that shrine was magnificent, and the image of the woman in the scarlet dress was beautiful. The people of the church believed their religion was full of truth and beauty from the Word. But Swedenborg realized that all of this was self-deception. So he prayed to the Lord for light to see it truly. Then he saw, instead of a magnificent building, a tumble-down old edifice with cracks from ceiling to floor. Instead of the woman, hanging in the building was an image just like the beast in Revelation 13. The dragon's head represented the leading doctrine of their church, salvation by faith alone, without any connection to life. The leopard's body showed how the word is blotted with false interpretations wherever they read it because of their wrong premises. The bear's feet stand for the way they take only certain passages out of the literal sense, not wanting to know the true spiritual meaning. The lion's mouth represents the powerful arguments they have used to persuade people of their faith. The floor was a marsh teeming with frogs. We read elsewhere, "Those who reason from falsities against divine truths live in hells that appear like marshes and foul-smelling ponds." The angel told Swedenborg that beneath the marsh was a great squared stone under which the word was deeply hidden away. The evil spirit was very angry to see his illusions shattered. Like Swedenborg, we too may pray for light to see our church and ourselves truly. What might we see? We might suppose that we are a new church because we have the writings, but the question is, do we read them? Or is the word deeply hidden away? More important, do we use the word? Do we let the Lord's word guide us in our actual everyday lives? Or is our church mainly just a social center for us? Do we love our church mainly because it's our tradition? Or do we love it because through it we have a closer and closer connection and conjunction with the Lord? We can't see our own states completely or with certainty. But if we are sincerely trying to use the truths we understand to amend our lives, the Lord can give us enough light to see what we need to see for now. We will see certain areas where we can repent and grow stronger, and the Lord will also give us peace and consolation that He is working with us. An east wind sprang up and blew away the ruined church and ugly image. It dried up the marsh, laying bare the stone protecting the word. Then a warm springtime wind wafted in from heaven and a simple tent like Abraham's appeared. The angels told Swedenborg, "This tent may appear simple, but it becomes more and more magnificent as light flows in from heaven." A tent in the Word represents the holiness of love to the Lord. In most ancient times, each family worshiped the Lord in their own tent. And their worship was very holy because they loved the Lord from the heart. This is why the children of Israel were commanded to build a beautiful tent, the tabernacle, as their center of worship, to signify holy worship from love. Abraham, the first father of all the children of Israel, represents the Lord in his divine human, especially as to his love. So the tent in Swedenborg's experience is really a symbol for the Lord's Word. The tent is the Word, which teaches us how to worship the Lord, both formally in church and in our everyday life. Abraham, or the Lord's love, is within the Word. We too can practice holy worship in our homes. If we have children, it is very important for us to read the Word with them and encourage them to read the Word for themselves as they grow up. Whether or not we have children, we should read the Word for ourselves as adults. We read or watch the news each day. We find time to eat and exercise. Surely we have 5 minutes a day to get some news from heaven, a few minutes to feed and exercise our spiritual body, in which we will live forever. If we read the Word for ourselves in private, in our free time, we are letting the Lord strengthen the bond of love between Himself and us. In its literal sense, the Word, like Abraham's tent, appears simple and plain. The Bible sometimes seems outdated. Some people doubt its authenticity. Some things in it are totally obscure. The writings, too, can sometimes seem dull and repetitive, and in other places they are hard to understand, and they can seem dated. But when we apply to life those teachings that we do understand, we gradually come into a life of charity and kindness. A springtime breeze wafts in. We allow the light of heaven to shine on the Word in our minds. Then, as we see more deeply, the Word becomes more and more magnificent, like the beautiful temple in the vision. The more we build our lives on the rock of the Word, the more we see the precious gems sparkling all around it, creating beautiful rainbows of color in our lives. The Lord Himself is the rock, the stone which the builders rejected, which became the chief cornerstone. He will be a strong and secure foundation for our lives if we let Him. Most wonderful of all, the Lord opened up a way for the flaming light of the highest heaven to flow in. Instead of the temple, Swedenborg then saw the Lord Himself. He appeared the way John saw Him on Patmos, with His face shining like the sun. The angels immediately wished to fall down before Him, just as John had done. We read, "A person's life does not endure the presence of the Lord, such as the Lord is in Himself, not even such as He is in the inmost of His Word. For His divine love is altogether like the sun, which no one can bear as it is in itself without being consumed. But the Lord moderates and tempers His divine so that a person can endure His presence. He does this by veilings. In fact, the Lord is present by means of veilings with anyone who worships Him. As He Himself said in John, 'He who does My commandments, with him I will make My dwelling.'" Because the feeling of holiness was overwhelming to the angels, the Lord quickly closed again the way for the light from the highest heaven and gave them back the light from the spiritual heaven. But the memory of that wonderful vision of the Lord remains to this day. It is a wonderful confirmation that the Lord Himself is with us in His Word. The Lord himself is here, even when we don't see him personally. He is a very present help with us in ways suited to our reception without overwhelming us. Sometimes we even feel the presence of the Lord in reading the Word. The Lord is very respectful of our freedom, so it's not usually a bolt out of the blue, but perhaps simply quiet consolation and a realization of his overruling, caring providence in our lives. Then the vision of the temple came back, and this time Abraham's tent was inside. This illustrated what is meant by the words, "The tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them." And the words, "I saw no temple in the New Jerusalem, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple." The more we read the Word, the more it becomes transparent for us, so that we can look into it and through it and see the Lord himself standing there. It can be as if the temple or the externals of the Word were not there. We can come to see the Lord himself more and more in his Word. This beautiful vision inspires us to read the Word so that we too can have this kind of vision. Let there be holy worship in our homes, especially in the way we treat each other. Let us be a reading church, people who know the Lord in his Word. Let us be people who follow the Lord as he leads us in his Word. We mustn't let the external parts of the Word that do not at first seem attractive stand in our way or keep us from reading. The more we apply principles from the Word to our lives, the more the Lord himself will appear. He will give us true light and warmth that clears away illusions and reveals those things that we need to clear away in order to be more loving and wise servants of his who truly worship him. From the plain simplicity of the literal sense to the splendor and rainbow beauty of the spiritual sense, we will come to see that the Lord himself is with us in his Word and in our lives. Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell in a tabernacle with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them, their God. Amen.